ain't paying mobile.
KN4TFW.
Hey, kick it.
Good, I figured you probably just got done with your apartments.
You're absolutely right.
Stretch now.
Got the rest of the downs to do. I had to go to do the apartments first this morning.
Yesterday I worked with a ham operator.
Call sign.
In the office, K4PUR.
Think I've ever spoke to them.
It is K4OI.
What do they normally stay on, HF or 2 meter or what?
Meters, they don't do a whole lot right now, but she's got a vanity tag on her car. But she's not have a radio hooked up right now, so maybe I can encourage her to get back on the radio.
Well, I mean, she's always welcome to join us.
Start till 8 out there, so she's a little bit later than we are.
She's not going to be done till about 7:15.
She's a purchasing lady, so I mean, I have dealings with her every day and that, and I said something about the radio guys, and she said, are you a ham operator? And that's all it took.
Well, it worked at the university. They'll go into parking services and talk to Carol. Carol doesn't have her license, but they're trying to talk her into getting them, but she really doesn't seem that interested in it.
They got their tickets back in the late 90s. They had some friends that were up in Charlotte, and so they talked a lot on the Mount Mitchell repeater.
He's out with the cheap way of talking long distance.
Oh, he got that right. Yeah, she came over from 11 meters.
Staying in the CB anymore.
If you had it hooked up, it'd be quiet. I mean, there ain't nothing on there and that, and then when there is, just people, you know what I mean, running 1,000 watts, seeing how many people they can blast out.
The fight.
Right. And then, I mean, I used to run it just mostly to know what the road conditions were, so, you know, you knew there was a wreck or something happening before you got there, but heck, they don't even use that no more. That's why there's so many darn truck wrecks. Good morning, Patrick, KN4TFW. I heard you sign on yesterday afternoon about the time I got in the parking spot.
It was a little late, but I figured I'd give it a try. 11 meters, you hardly hear anything on it. I've got one I run as a scanner also, and during the day, there's nothing but the scanner going off. That's it.
Keep it.
On a decent conversation, you know, I mean, it makes the ride so much more enjoyable. And I guess the younger generation just don't appreciate that.
They don't know how to carry on a conversation because they're always using their thumbs to do everything.
That one.
How to take a joke. I know I had problems with that when I first started doing what I'm doing now. You can't go in and joke with this younger generation like you can the rest of us. They don't get it. They get offended by it. I mean, it's pitiful.
The TV shows we grew up with, it's like, man, they'd never make it.
Archie Bunker or Sanford and Son or one of those, and see how they do.
Early this morning, aren't you, Patrick?
Just a little bit, probably 10 minutes. Had her abscess tooth pulled yesterday afternoon, so I was up a little early checking on her, and then just got done, come on out and ready to go.
Getting her license yet?
on it. At least getting her technician so that she can get on here and talk to us.
And check in with you, you know, any time that you wanted when you were on the road. And then I was telling Ed, I found out that girl in the office is a ham operator.
How many people do have their ham tickets and don't do anything with it? Or don't want to, you know, try to keep it a secret like you're afraid of it?
Thing was really active, you know, several years ago. They've had their ticket about 20 years and that, but they don't. I guess they moved and don't have everything set back up and that, so they're just not on right now.
They moved into a good area for him. I mean, from what you can tell, the repeater's probably one of the busier around.
I'll be with you on that, KN4TFW. Did we lose Ed?
There, just listening and bagging papers, because it rained last night.
Make sure he didn't get offended like this younger generation.
See, Friday, you're going to find out I'm the offender, not the offendee.
That might get a rise out of him.
Might have to try really hard to get the better of any of us, for sure.
Not having to worry about offended by every little thing you say is good enough for me. Y'all won't be going to get a truck this weekend. Doing the financing approval. His mom passed away. He emailed me last night that he wouldn't be back at the office until Monday. So I'll wait until Monday before we get going any further on it.
Taken, I guess a couple more days isn't going to make any difference.
What I told him, I said that I definitely understand that. My mom just passed away in February, so you go take care of what you need to. You gentlemen got plans for this weekend?
I really have a lot planned. Mama's got to work in the afternoon, so I'll be by myself. I may try to squeeze in a little bit of radio time there.
Like me, that's all you do is work, Ed.
True.
Last weekend of this month is field day, and that, so you should be able to make a lot of contacts on the all band.
Training, I may have to move out to the fort.
Old tube tight. Put her out on the front porch and fire it up and hook it up by 4 meter antenna.
There's somebody on 60 meters, not four last.
Contacts on 60, and that there's a group of guys that are on there pretty regular, and that later in the afternoons.
Yo, I got it. They're in the memory channel, the 60 channel load. They're already preset in there, and just happened to keep rolling through them, and there was somebody there talking for a change.
Check on that, man, because, I mean, you know, you're limited to just that one frequency, but, you know, there's not a lot of people over talking to you and everything, and you can really carry on a conversation.
Heard from Chad lately, KO4NUE.
For me, usually he's on here in the mornings, but I haven't heard him. He might be up in the mountains up there, you know, at his cabin and having radio issues.
Heard him in about a week now. Make sure everything's all right.
Number, but he never did text me, so I don't have his number, so I can't get in touch with him.
I don't have his number either. How to get a hold of him. Unless he's good on QRZ, you might be able to shoot him an email.
He's up early in the morning with us because he can't sleep on that. So, you know, maybe he's sleeping a little bit better now.
Maybe so. I hope that's what it is. To another new guy a couple weeks ago, a couple I haven't heard him back over here, and I can't remember his call sign. Daniel was his name. He just got his license, got a radio, and the repeater for the first couple of times.
I'm going in a different way to work, just to mix it up a little bit. And my reception seems like it's not very good. I don't know if it's my reception or your transmission right now.
I'm coming into my dead spot, so I'll say 7-3 to everybody. KO4-8-6, I'll be clear.
Be here, Patrick, because I'm running way behind this morning.
Yeah, 7-3, Patrick. I'll catch up with you later. I'm about 10 minutes out. KN4-TFW.
Starting to clear off over here.
Getting up for sure. It's still pretty cloudy, but I see some clear spots. I think it's supposed to be a less of a chance this afternoon.
It was coming down bad last night when I left the house.
Sometime last night, but I don't know when.
Remember what time it started. I remember rolling over and saying, bottom just fell out. ID. At least I know I'm not the only one running late this morning.
Kind of late.
Carrier.
Ain't way late, too.
See, that ain't the word for it. When I left out at 2:15 this morning to start, I overheard one of the journal carriers tell another one that they were printing another paper, and they had no idea what time the journal was going to be done and when they would be ready to be picked up.
I went from working a night shift to working a day shift, it sounds like.
Keeps up. I'm going to have to keep a pair of sunglasses in the truck.
When it's bad, KN4-TFW. We're staying at the house for a little while. Her boyfriend can't keep from drinking, so she's done with him.
It's about time, isn't it?
So he told her all last month he wasn't drinking, but when his bank card statement came, she looked at it and he went to the liquor store 21 times. And he said, I didn't get the bed 21 times, but it was.
Liquor store that many times? He got a bad problem.
Same day and that, but then he'd go to the QT and get a pack of cigarettes and some beer and then go right over to the liquor store. Man, I just passed a car with a flat donut tire on it on the side of the interstate. That ain't gonna be good.
Donuts, they're not rated for, what, 100 miles at the most?
Like about 45 or maybe 50 mile an hour. I've had people pass me doing 75 with the donut on.
Wonder why they wrecked.
Donut was on the front. He probably didn't have another spare.
Probably not. Every new vehicle I've ever bought, I might put a regular spare in there. No donuts.
That one doesn't have a... He doesn't have a spare.
Girl to trouble.
And seal it, and then a can to, it's got sealant that you use, and then it's got a compressor to fill it up, and then you put that in, and you run it so many miles, and then you stop, and then top it off, and everything, and it's supposed to last until you can get somewhere to get it fixed.
Sealant ain't as great as they say it is.
Had a pinhole slow leak, it'd probably work.
Probably work on that, but regular good old puncture? No. I've tried a can of that one time. Forget it.
I got one of them plug kits with me. I need to put one in here, sure enough.
Look in here in the truck. I just got to get me another compressor and put in here.
One gate and that, so I'll say 73. Hope your day gets better. and the sun doesn't get too high on you before you get done. And I look forward to catching you in the morning. KN4TFW 73.
Glad you made it in safe. Don't work too hard and hopefully catch you in the morning. And don't do nothing I wouldn't do. Don't take no wooden nickel. So 73 is KM4 NAP, Cliff.